Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Hi, and welcome to the Christmas Time in the City podcast. I'm your host, Chris.
And I'm also your host, Chris. Before we get started, be sure to follow us on social media. We're Christmas Time in the City podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and our YouTube channel.
Be sure to check out our website, christmastimeinthecity.com. That's where you'll find our show notes, videos, interactive maps featuring filming locations and iconic Christmas attractions throughout the city. And as always, feel free to email any questions or comments to us at christmastimeinthecitypodcast@gmail.com. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this is our post-Thanksgiving recording.
Yeah, weekend after. Still enjoying the festivities.
Mm-hmm.
Still have leftovers in the fridge.
Plenty of leftovers in the fridge. We watched the parade on television.
Yeah, what'd you think about it?
I liked it. It was fun. It was fun to watch it. It looked very similar to what it's like most years, except for all the people weren't there and the masks are there. But, I mean,
yeah,
it wasn't too bad. It was fine. From what I understand, it did pretty well as far as ratings-wise as compared to last year. So
nice.
People were still willing to watch it.
Yeah, I thought they did a really good job. Obviously, it couldn't be the same, so I thought whatever they did worked for me.
Yeah. Well, actually, one thing that we didn't talk about in the last episode about the parade was the surprise balloon that we didn't know about, the rock balloon.
It's pretty amazing, too.
It was huge.
It's really big.
It didn't even look real to me. I thought it was a commercial for something, and apparently it was totally real.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I thought it was like a joke commercial.
Yeah.
And no, it's a real balloon.
Man, that's crazy.
A big old fanny pack. It was great.
For a TV show he's got coming out called Little Rock? Is that what they said?
I think so.
I think so. Like, well, we'll see. Pebble or something? Who knows?
Yeah, whatever.
Little Rock.
I like The Rock, so I'm okay.
I also saw that there was some spectators that had complained that they regretted going to check out the parade.
Yeah, I saw that too. I feel like the article came out almost immediately as the parade was happening. Like, duh, you know, they're not there for you.
Yeah,
like,
they probably had reporters.
Cater to spectators.
They probably had reporters outside.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what are your thoughts on the parade? And like, well, I wish I would have stayed home. This is stupid.
Yeah, I can't see anything.
Can't see anything at all. I thought I'd be able to see stuff. I was told not to come.
Yeah, I don't know what the expectations were there.
Yeah.
Lesson learned, maybe. Maybe next year they could be spectators for real.
It was cool how they kind of mixed in the live performances with the pre-recorded performances for the parade itself.
Yeah.
And then they had Dolly all the way from Dollywood or whatever. I don't remember where she was recording from.
Oh, I don't remember.
But she like satellited it in.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah. You know?
I think if it wasn't raining here the morning of, a lot of those performances you wouldn't even be able to tell. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Dolly was in a different setting altogether. But some people did the actual performance in front of Macy's on a different day. And I think if it wasn't raining on actual Thanksgiving, you wouldn't have noticed that it was different.
It wasn't too bad, though. It was fun. We didn't watch the dog show that much afterwards. Yeah, usually we watch that.
I love the dog show so much. I watched a bunch of clips afterwards to make sure I caught the dogs I needed to see.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. Yeah, we just got straight to cooking.
Yeah, we had a lot of cooking to do.
Mm-hmm.
We ate a lot of food. That was nice, too. It was nice.
We made a feast.
Yeah, a feast for 2.5 that we ate for several days afterwards. I think we kind of quit on the leftovers at this point.
Yeah.
We did pretty good, though, I think. So.
I think so, too.
It was a good dry run for Christmas. I'm ready to get into Christmas menu recipe testing and such. I'm ready to get going.
Me, too.
Well, speaking of getting going, let's get into some news.
It's time for the news.
So what are we talking about in the news?
Well, one of the big things is the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. We spoke a little bit about that before. We weren't sure how they were going to make it to where you can view the tree. But de Blasio just announced that you'll need tickets to go see the tree this year. So viewers will need a ticket if you want to get close, as well as shutting down streets and all the things that we talked about them probably doing. Those were also happening. But that you'll need tickets to go see it. I didn't see anything about how to get those tickets, if they'll cost anything. You know, I didn't see any information. It's just, I think that's their solution right now.
Yeah. More like a reservation thing. You see that a lot. where you have to have reservations to go to some of these events and things. So that's seems like a lot of the same. I can't imagine they're going to charge for it. That seems silly. But
that's what I was thinking too. I think it's going to be the same as everything else, where you get reservations just to like a time slot to enter in. But that's still a lot too, because you're going to have someone checking reservations. Which, where's that line going to go? You know, you usually see crazy lines for the Rockettes around the block. So maybe they'll make that line for the tree viewing instead. I'm not sure. But as we get more information, we can let you know, too.
Yeah, we have a lot of episodes coming up, so we'll keep pumping out the news as we go. So we'll know more about that.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
Dolly Parton's out there.
She's working.
She's out there. She is also slated for Christmas and Rockefeller Center TV special.
She's pushing an album. She's out there.
She's doing her thing, and I'm not mad about it. I love Dolly, so I'm happy that she's out there doing some Christmas stuff for us.
Yeah, we heard a couple of her songs on the drive home today. In one of the songs, she talks about why she did the album in the middle of the song. She talked about why she did the album and why she called it Holly Dolly Christmas. Like, all right, so I'm just going to just interject in the middle of recording this song.
I love it.
I did the whole album.
That's some like old school country stuff. You know, it is, like, you know what? Let's just talk real quick.
Yeah. While I've got your ear.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, so Dolly Parton's going to be headlining the NBC Christmas in Rockefeller Center. That's on December 2nd. So she's going to be joining a bunch of different people. There's Dan and Shay and Brett Eldridge, plus Kelly Clarkson, Gwen Stefani, Meghan Trainor, Goo Goo Dolls, which also has an album out, which I didn't know, which is
Meghan Trainor as well. They're all pushing albums.
Yeah, I mean, good for them.
Yeah, I mean, there's some, they have spare time for the past several months, so they can.
Yeah, it's hard to promote like throughout the year Christmas songs, so this is the time to do it.
I don't mind it. As long as they're not super cheesy and just kind of just money grabs, I don't mind hearing new Christmas music.
There's Pentatonix, so I feel like that's what you're going to think about that.
I don't know if I've ever talked about Pentatonix on this podcast, but I'm not a fan of Pentatonix. Pentatonix was on one of the seasons of The Sing-Off, the a cappella singing group show with Ben Folds and my nemesis, Sarah Bareilles, who I haven't said her name either, but she's the person from a couple episodes back, if you want to listen to that. She was the pop star on the train. And Sean something or other from Boys to Men. And they had an a cappella singing competition called The Sing-Off. Pentatonix ended up winning, and the group that I liked, Dartmouth Airs, who was a group from Dartmouth University, like an a cappella group. I thought they were way better.
Yeah, so he's been salty against Pentatonix since then.
Since that day.
gotten so big, and he can't even handle it. Like, change it. Yeah. I don't want to hear it. Well,
Dartmouth Airs was a better group.
Love that you can. You know grudges.
I know how.
Oh, no. He still listens to that song. Well, also performing is Jimmy Fallon. He was there at the parade as well.
Jimmy Fallon's working, too.
He's working. He's out there. But him and Dolly, I think, do a duet in her Netflix special. So I think that might also happen. That's the talk. Talk of the town of what might go on.
I'm not in the loop. I guess I'm not hearing the talk.
You're not hearing the talk. Well, I'm reading you the news. I'm telling
you the
talk.
I guess I am hearing the talk. Oh, my gosh.
You're here.
So we're all hearing the talk
together. We're all hearing the talk together.
Wow.
But yeah, we still have to watch A Holly Dolly Christmas on Netflix. I'm excited to watch that. But Fallon and Dolly Parton do All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay.
So they think that might happen. So that should be fun. Yeah, but that's basically it. Those are the performers that are going to be performing there. I think it's going to be a good show. They did good with the parade. I don't see why this won't be a good show as well.
This was always kind of cobbled together. It was never really truly live. They would have like the actual like lighting thing kind of happen, but for the most part it was all just like the day or 2 days before. We actually went one of the first years we lived here, a couple years actually, we went to the lighting ceremony. The first time we didn't even get around the corner to see the lighting itself, and right as they were going to turn the light on, we were watching on like a Jumbotron, and I think it was on like 50th, and the Jumbotron goes to black right as the tree counted
down.
Yeah,
it was like,
we were
three,
all involved.
Two, what, black? And we're just like, only our street, where we were standing, which was like around the corner from the tree.
And so then we all started migrating forward towards the tree. And then you hear like cops saying, "You're not going to see the tree tonight." And like everyone was just like, "Yeah, we'll see."
Yeah, nobody
was
turning around.
You're not
going to
stop me from seeing this tree.
Every single person was like, "Okay."
I've been standing here for an hour and a half.
Yeah, we're going to see the tree. And we saw the tree.
We saw the tree and it was nice. And then we saw the tree a couple years later in a more VIP setting, which is awesome. And I would love to do that more frequently. So if you are in a position to facilitate that for us, please reach out to us at Christmastime in the City Podcast.
We are down.
At gmail.com. I would love to go to experience some VIP things.
Yeah.
But that was nice to see it on an inside thing. We weren't really around the crowds.
And yeah, we got to go underground past like a VIP security thing.
Yeah, we were on a list. Cool. It's nice to be on lists.
Yeah, you always want to do something when you're on a list.
Yeah.
But I think one other good thing about the performance is it's going to encourage viewers to donate to Red Nose Day, which supports children and families facing hunger and food insecurity this holiday season.
And there's most likely a lot of that happening. So that's a really cool cause.
Yeah. So I'm glad that they're doing something like that.
So what else is there?
Yeah. So right after that, at 10 p.m. on December 2nd, they're going to be airing Radio City's Christmas Spectacular.
With the Rockettes.
The Rockettes. So wow, since
the same night.
Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock. So that's going to be pretty exciting. I'm really excited about that because I go every year to see the show, and this is the first year I can't since I've been here, basically.
Yeah.
So that's going to be pretty great to watch. You know, I hope I'm sure they're going to do a good job. Why wouldn't they?
It's more or less the same storyline as it's always been. As long as I can remember, it's been the same sort of story.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be a broadcast version of it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's nice. They're keeping the holiday spirit alive and keeping those ladies working.
Yeah.
You know, this is a huge season for them. For them to not work the whole season, they were doing, multiple shows a day, every few hours. So that's a lot of work lost.
Yeah, they were sitting in their apartments stretching all quarantine. So better put that to work.
And probably broke. So hopefully this brings some money. Broke as well.
Sure. A lot of these artists, productions,
performers, you know, it's a bummer.
A lot of these productions, I hope, are helping people out financially.
Yeah.
It's always nice to be able to do that. There's also the SNL Christmas special.
Mm-hmm.
They are a more or less the same version of that every year. This year it's on the 16th of December. I think at like 11:30 as well, which is a Wednesday. So,
yeah.
I mean, people are up. Who cares? There's DVRs. It'll probably be the same sketches, like the sweaty balls and...
Yeah, that's always the classic.
The song that Chris Kattan, Tracy Morgan, Horatio Sands, and Jimmy Fallon do. Some version of that. Like, I know a couple years ago they redid that with Ariana Grande. I can leave that. You can give me the original one.
Yeah, I like the original, please.
Don't insert new people into this.
Yeah, it's very much what it was then. Yeah. And it's fun to watch that. We don't need to...
It's fun. I heard an interview with Tracy Morgan where he said when they were getting ready to do that, he didn't have any part in it. And they asked if he wanted to be part of it. And he was like, what would I do? And like, just dance.
I love it so much.
So he just went and danced with them.
If you haven't seen that, you need to go watch it right now and then come back to this.
Yeah. We'll put a link to that one specifically.
Oh, yes.
On our website. So you can take a look at that.
I will take a look at that multiple times.
Yeah. We're going to probably, I would say, in 2021, cover SNL on a much larger scale, go into a little bit more detail about the production. It's been around for a really long time. So there's a lot of fun stuff. And a lot of people from a lot of your favorite movies have come from SNL, like Robert Downey Jr., for example. People don't realize that.
Iron Man himself.
We'll talk about that later on, though. So stick around in the next year. But eventually we will cover SNL.
Yeah.
So that's the news. Let's get into listener mail.
You've got listener mail.
So last episode, we talked briefly about whether it's on Long Island or in Long Island.
We didn't talk about it. It was a brief tangent you went off on.
It was a brief tangent that I went off on. And it was not well received by people from Long Island. I heard from a few, which is fine. One of the nicer people I heard from, James from North Carolina, wrote to us and said, it's on Long Island. Having grown up on the island, the correct way to say it is on the island. From the city, one has to cross a bridge to get to it. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I understand that the bridge thing would be like, all right, well, it's surrounded by water. But unfortunately, did some research. I looked it up, and in 1985, the Supreme Court unanimously decided Long Island was actually a peninsula. The ruling stemmed from a dispute between the state and federal government over who legally controlled the water between the eastern tip of Long Island and Rhode Island. So the way that worked is if Long Island were legally an island, the water would be considered open sea and therefore be regulated by the federal government. But as a peninsula, the water around it and the soil at the bottom of the sound comes under the authority of the state surrounding it. So technically, the East River is an idle strait rather than a river. So there.
Oh, gosh. I'm staying out of this.
I will say that James was really cool. We had a little back and forth, and it's obviously all in good fun. It can be on Long Island if you want. But James, he wrote in afterwards. I haven't responded back, but he actually went to Palisades Park.
Oh, great.
When That's he was so cool. in the 70s. So, yeah, we had a whole episode where we talked all about that. It's an old amusement park in the Palisades, New Jersey.
I'm going to side with James then. You know, he's old school. He's been here. He's from there. It's on Long Island.
He moved in 1980 to North Carolina.
And then 5 years later, they decided. So maybe it was on Long Island when he was there.
Yeah. Imagine he's listening to this and he's hearing us talk about like when he moved to North Carolina.
Sorry, we know too much.
Hi, James. Thank you for reaching out to us. I'm interested to hear more about Palisades Park and your trips there. So if you want to email me that, I'm sorry I didn't respond.
Yeah.
All right.
Fun.
Let's wrap it up. That's it for this episode. This podcast was recorded in our apartment in the Big Apple, New York City. If you like this podcast, do us a favor and take a minute to rate it and write a review. Let us know you did, and we'll send you a bunch of stickers. We have tons of stickers that I'm trying to get rid of. We have a brand new sticker. That's probably one of my favorites, too. So you're going to get a bunch of stickers, including our favorite sticker.
Mm-hmm. So subscribe now and follow us on social media so we can keep the conversation going and keep you posted about new episodes.
Until next time, I'm Chris.
And I'm Chris. And this is Christmas Time in the City.
On the Snow in Southtown Christmas podcast, we discuss Christmas movies, Christmas music, and we have fun segments where we always talk about something weird and something fun related to Christmas on each episode.
If we're tired of making fun of Michael Bublé, I might recommend Pentatonix. I'm not going to play U2 on this podcast.
Thank you.
He's eating ice cream and crunch taters. He's just partying, man.
Thank God it's them instead of you, right?
I was going to say he was rolling over in his grave, but I don't think he's dead, but...
Well, he's still doing it.
When he heard Patti LaBelle, he dug his grave and he rolled him. How about 10s and 20s?
10s and 20s.
Be sure to check out our website at snowinsouthtown.wordpress.com, where you'll find links to our Facebook, our Twitter, and our Discord.
I'd like the tiny tots, please. You need some small tater tots? Yeah, your tiny tots.
He told them the whole time. They know one beagle.
Fire that up.
Speaking my language now.
You can stream our podcast at iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
It's a problematic movie.
Yeah, we should pee together at least once per decade, really.
He is Dallas Snow Sato because
he's jingling those bells.
So I'm jingling them bells.
Jingling those bells.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Check out Snow in Southtown.
You won't regret it. And by won't, I mean will.